New hope for farmers and trade. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
But it was a great victory to get that done. That's going to give a lot of certainty moving forward in trade for our farmers here in Tennessee and across the country.
Tennessee's 4th District Congressman Scott Desjarlais says he was proud to finally get something approved in Washington that almost everyone could vote for, and that was the U.S., Mexico, and Canada trade agreement. And he feels that positive vote will help with other trade deals.
And certainly leaving for the Christmas holidays with all the chaos that was going on in Washington, that was a big win for us to get that through the House. Now, you know, it's going to be delayed a little bit in the Senate. It may take, you know, up to a month, but I think it's on a glide path now to where that deal will get done. Phase one of the China deal is already taking effect and helping some folks around here.
Representative Desjarlais, who is Tennessee's lone member on the House Agriculture Committee, says he's glad he's on a committee where there's a bipartisan effort to do what's right for our farmers across the country.
It seems like there's very little common ground in Washington, but traditionally in ag that we all have to eat and we all need to support our farmers. But it's great to work on a committee where we can talk across the aisle. And also, you know, say again how much I appreciate the Farm Bureau, because they do a lot to facilitate that.
And Congressman Desjarlais talks about his optimism for 2020.
Certainly I'm excited. It's a general election year, so there's going to be, you know, even more politics. So hopefully we're getting this impeachment stuff behind us. It's been a real distraction for a president who I think has done a wonderful job. You know, I think the country's in a much better place. We had some good wins on tax reform. We're getting good wins now on trade. And, you know, I feel like the country's in a better place. So I'm optimistic going into 2020 that we're going to continue to build on that.
Dr. Scott Desjarlais serving in his 5th term in Congress, and along with agriculture, he also serves on the House Armed Services Committee. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.